From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 24th, 2020. This week's episode is intended especially for Virginia science students and their teachers in grades 4 and 6, and for anyone interested in water-related numbers. That's part of The Water is Wide, a traditional Scottish tune performed by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia. It sets the stage for exploring some numbers and facts about the wide variety of Virginia's water resources. We start with some mystery sounds about water bodies, that is, places that contain surface water. Have a listen for about 25 seconds and see if you know these four kinds of water bodies. If you guessed river, stream, lake, and estuary, you are right. Those were sounds from the James River in Lynchburg, a small stream in Montgomery County, a boat on Clater Lake in Pulaski County, and waves in the Chesapeake Bay, which is the United States' largest estuary. An estuary is a partially enclosed coastal water body where fresh water and salt water mix. According to a 2019 state government report, Virginia has almost 43,000 square miles of surface area, and about 3,300 of those square miles are covered by surface waters. That includes over 100,000 miles of rivers and streams, 160,000 acres in 248 publicly owned lakes, not counting hundreds of privately owned lakes or ponds, over 2,300 square miles of estuaries, over 1 million acres of wetlands, and 120 miles of Atlantic Ocean coastline. All surface water bodies have an associated watershed, that is, the land area that drains to the water body at any given point. Small stream watersheds might cover considerably less than one square mile, while large river watersheds can cover thousands of square miles, such as the over 10,000 square miles in the James River watershed, almost one-fourth of Virginia's landscape. Besides surface water, the other main component of water resources is groundwater. Underground formations of rock or other materials that yield water in wells are called aquifers. Aquifers occur all over Virginia, varying in rock type, size, depth, and amount of water they hold and yield. One particularly large example is the Potomac Aquifer, the major source of groundwater in eastern Virginia. It's found from Georgia to New Jersey. We know a lot about water in Virginia, but many unknowns about climate change, groundwater, streams, and more will probably still be wide open questions when today's elementary students have become tomorrow's scientists. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use his version of The Water is Wide. We close with some more music with a title appropriate for wandering around to explore Virginia's great diversity of waters. Here's about 20 seconds of Wandering Boots by the Charlottesville and Nelson County, Virginia-based band Chamomile and Whiskey. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.